Authorities in Tennessee say they may bring new charges against a Georgia crematory operator who is accused of dumping hundreds of bodies that were supposed to be cremated. More than 30 funeral homes in Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama use the Tri-State Crematory in Noble, Georgia. Tri-State's owner, 28-year-old Ray Brent Marsh, is already jailed on 174 charges of theft by deception. State officials have been searching the crematory grounds for nearly 3 weeks now and have uncovered more than 300 corpses buried in pits or stacked in vaults. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the gruesome discoveries are taking a toll on the rural North Georgia town.
The sound of helicopters is routine these days in Noble, a tiny town only 2 miles long in the hills of North Georgia. The once peaceful community has been turned upside down.
Noble's just a little place, but everyone was real proud, you know, to be here. And, this has sort of put a cloud over us.
Terry Worthington and her family run the only restaurant in town, Smokey's Barbecue Stand on Highway 27, the main road through Noble. No one can say for sure because the town is unincorporated, but it's thought that the population here is around 200, fewer people than the 339 bodies found at the Tri-State Crematory. Worthington says everyone is shocked that this happened in what she describes as close-knit hometown America.
It's just like it's one big family. And the town is, they're very caring. It's your Mayberry RFD of the South. it's us. You know, we're all looking at each other going, how could this happen? How could it happen?
The worst part, she says, is that just about everyone knew the crematory's operator, Ray Brent Marsh, and his family. They were considered pillars of the community.
It's just something that you never, never would have thought about. I mean, Ray sat right here Thursday night before it came out Friday and showed us pictures of his baby girl. And I said, nobody would have ever suspected anything or looked for anything. I mean, I wouldn't have.
Now residents are looking for answers, she says, but only seem to be finding more questions. The latest twist came this week when authorities revealed the crematory needed repair but would work, and they found internet photos of decomposing bodies on Marsh's home computer. None was of the bodies found at the crematory. People are coming up with their own theories about what was going on, but nothing seems to fit, says Beebe Heiskell, the loan commissioner in Walker County, Georgia.
The question is, what was this person thinking?
Heiskell says county workers from firefighters to road crews have been helping with the recovery operation, some of them digging by hand for human remains.
But they never dealt with this kind of thing, and they did it on a voluntary basis, but they did a beautiful job. They were there looking at the remains and matching them with pictures and helping identify the bodies and bringing them from the site to the morgue. And the stress level has been tremendous.
Counselors are on hand to help the workers deal with the anguish of what they've seen. It's been hard even for professionals who regularly respond to tragedy, according to Dr. Chris Sperry, Georgia's state medical examiner.
Well, it was very, very intense. This is a type of operation that none of us, even people who had worked, seasoned individuals who had worked other national disasters, including things like the World Trade Center, no one had ever seen something like this.
Sperry says the sheer magnitude of the discovery and the sketchy records about who was actually taken to Tri-State for cremation have made the identification process even more difficult. The recovery work is in its final stages here in Noble. Searchers have scoured the 16-acre grounds of the crematory and are now checking the muddy bottom of a spring-fed lake nearby. Lake water has been siphoned into these creeks just north of the property. Once the lake bottom dries, heavy equipment will be brought in to excavate. That final search should be finished in a couple of weeks. In all, the massive operation will cost the state of Georgia close to $10 million. At times, more than 500 workers from 44 different agencies were here to help. The Federal Emergency Management Agency denied a disaster request by Georgia's governor, so the state will have to foot the bill. Georgia Emergency Management Director Gary McConnell says this should be considered a federal disaster.
Basically, this is an American tragedy. You know, we have 339 loved ones of someone who were totally, without any respect, mishandled. And as Georgians, And as Americans, it's our obligation to look after those folks. And we'll do that.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Noble, Georgia.